Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sikorski, my colleague. He is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. You will recall that Henry and I have been discussing Ukraine's the largest nuclear power plant in all of Europe, Zaporizhia, for some time. Before that was Chernobyl, which is dormant but dangerous, especially when it was occupied by Russian troops in the early weeks of the war. However, we return now to Ukraine because it matters a deal that Ukraine depends upon electricity to depend upon the nuclear power plants it does have to maintain function and also not to become perilous for the community immediately around, for all of Europe. And Henry, you bring to my attention that the IAEA is being invited in by Ukraine about the electric grid. To what end? What do they want from Vienna?
The Russians are smart. They know how to target the electrical system. And what they've done is go after the transformer substations, which are necessary to move electricity around the country and, amongst other things, to nuclear power plants that need to get an electrical supply to run the electric pumps, to move the water, to keep the fuel cool so that it doesn't melt down and produce a radiological release incident. They're going after, the Russians are going after and destroying those substations. And the IAEA has announced that they are now going to send monitors at the substations. I suspect one way to look at it is they're kind of like guinea pig hostages to make it clear that if the Russians attack, they're going to kill International Atomic Energy Agency personnel. It'll be a real blowback if they do that. I actually think that this is a good idea. I am actually pleased the IAEA is willing to do this. I think there is a generally bigger role that the IA needs to step up to. You know, they keep talking about accidents. None of this is accidents. These are acts of war. They need to be on the front line monitoring where the missiles are flying from and making sure that they don't, there's no mystery as to who's to blame when these things get hit, because that's the game they play. The Russians say, oh, it was Ukrainians. Ukrainians say, oh, it was the Russians. Well, enough with that. They need to both be chastened if, in fact, there's any truth to the counterclaims of each side. Bottom line, this is an expansion of the mission of the IAEA, and it's overdue.
Henry, is it true that the electricity grid is part of the nuclear reactor, not separate, so that attacks on it are attacks on nuclear power?
It is separate. It's not considered part of the nuclear power plant, but it ought to be for the reason you just laid out. If they don't have external supplies that are secure of electricity into the plant, you can't be assured that the pumps that run on electricity will keep the reactor cool enough to prevent a loss of coolant accident and a release of radiation, which would salt the earth around them. So even though they're not technically part of the reactor, they ought to be considered an integral part of any nuclear system.
Is this part of the same thing we've found talking about Zaporizhia, that the war planners have never weighed having nuclear power in potential war zones? They just didn't get to it yet?
I think war planners and civil planners have not paid enough attention over the many decades of their promotion of nuclear power for electrical production on this problem of military vulnerability. And yeah, it's a problem that's coming home to roost. We now have not just the reactors in Ukraine being targeted, but But obviously, the Russians are making all kinds of claims that drones have targeted their reactor in Kursk, and they're blaming the Ukrainians. And now we learn that the Germans are making formal complaints that the Russians are flying military drones over reactors in the northern part of Germany. So it's looking like, as I mentioned before in a previous broadcast, this is a growing problem, not a one-off.
And this goes back to our discussions about Atoms for Peace, December 1953, by Eisenhower to the UN. None of this was part of the vision they had of the future at the time, 70 years ago. Does that mean we rethink nuclear power? It's too dangerous for human beings, Henry.
Well, at the very least, you don't build them in the most dangerous places without making them much more protected. There's one firm that claims they can build reactors a mile deep into the ground. Good luck. I don't know if that makes any sense. But you're going to have to start thinking about some very radical things if you want to build these things in places where missiles might fly. That is for sure. And more, the area of the world where missiles can fly is expanding. And that's a problem.
Taiwan has nuclear reactors. Japan has nuclear reactors. China has nuclear reactors. If you're a war planner, do you put those in the target list?
Well, the North Koreans have threatened to hit Japanese reactors. We have accounts that are public. The Chinese have a war plan manual that was made public that included the possibility of hitting reactors in Taiwan. The South Koreans have studied how to deal with their reactors being hit with missiles from North Korea. Yeah, it's a thing. You bet.
They all need to rethink this. It's not just the U.S.
I think the lack of any international discussion at any international forum about the military vulnerabilities of the reactors is a mistake. That needs to change, I don't know, several years ago, but definitely now. And we need to see what people think, and we need to see what people are doing. And some countries are doing more than others. It's ironic, but the Belarusians seem to know that there's a problem. They have an air defense brigade sited at their reactor. Other places, issue iodine pills like there's no tomorrow around these reactors. What is being done needs to be discussed. What needs to be done or would be desirably done needs to be discussed. We're afraid to talk about this in public. It's a mistake.
Henry Sikorski, I'm John Rash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.